All right, and welcome to Intentional Living Center, everybody. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and we got a really interesting look at life from the standpoint of what we call self-sabotage, the things that we do in our life that sort of shoot ourselves in the foot. And I was thinking about the fact that many of us do this by having a lack of goals in our life. We have bad habits. It could be procrastination, maybe clutter, or distractions in your life. You know, life is so very short, and I believe that God wants you to thrive. You know, I was reading from the book of Psalms this morning, Psalm 1. It talks about, you know, a person who's following God and knows God's laws is like a tree planted deeply next to a water, you know, with the roots going deep and thriving and growing. And I think that's what God intends for us. And yet, I read this last week that human beings are the only creation of God that never live fully up to their potential. Have you ever seen a tree that doesn't live up to its potential? I mean, it grows halfway and it says, yeah, that's enough. You know, it's always going to grow as far as it can, as high as it can, based on the nutrients that it gets. But human beings, sometimes we grow a little bit, then we stop. We just stop. We do it because of bad attitudes, unforgiveness, lack of goals, bad habits, distraction. I don't want to wear you down with all of the bad news. But the fact is, God has something better for us. He wants us. He intends for us to thrive. I believe that. But how do we turn intention into reality? What is it that you find yourself, I don't know, what is it you do, or an attitude, or kind of a step forward, then two steps back kind of deal? 888-888-1717. Some of the things I've seen, fear of failure, that's huge. People who can't say no, they get distracted doing the wrong things. They're busy, but distracted. Inability to think carefully and ask the right questions, I think, is another thing. Inability to think carefully, just responding emotionally to life. I think we judge ourselves and others too critically sometimes, or a situation, and we take a position way too soon, and then we get stuck with a position that really either isn't biblical or well thought through or reasoned, and that gets us into trouble. Unrealistic expectations, because as we know, expectations minus reality equal disappointment. And then I think constantly comparing ourselves with others. We get out of focus, you know. And intentional living is all about two basic things. If it's true that God wants us, intends for us to thrive, we better have bigger and better goals and better habits. Allowing the Holy Spirit to work through our lives, to be rooted in the right place, getting the nutrients from the right source, and then setting those goals and stretching. How about you? How do you self-sabotage? 888-888-1717.
You know, I've been struggling with an addiction for about 30 years, and there's been times that I've been free, and I turned around and went back to it. You know, I blame circumstances, people, even the devil. And what I'm coming to learn is that, you know, I have nobody to blame but myself. It holds me back from my relationship with family, my children. I would like to use a comparison to one putting her hand on a hot stove. You would think that if you'd done that once and got burnt, that you wouldn't do it again. But I find myself repeating the same destructive behavior. I really can relate to the Apostle Paul when he says that he did things that he didn't want to do, and the things that he wanted to do, he never done. So that's my prayer, you know, is God, save me from me, because I am, and I realize that I envy my own worst enemy.
Boy, great insight. That's an outline for a message, Pastor, if you're listening. We're our own worst enemy. And Paul says that in Romans 7, doesn't he? The things I want to do, I don't do, and the things I don't want to do, I do. It's part of the human condition. None of us are perfected beyond the limitations of our humanity, and we all have areas in our lives that we need to stretch and can grow, for sure. But knowing where to focus and how to focus our lives in a way that honors Christ is a part of this whole thing of what we call living intentionally in life. It really is. Okay, let's go to the calls here. Alana's on the line in Tennessee. Hi, Alana.
Hi, Randy.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What is it that you self-sabotage?
Marijuana. It's been in my life since I was 19. I was a college athlete, and I played soccer. and got introduced to me with some teammates, and someone who didn't play sports brought it into our little circle of friends. And ever since then, I'll be 30 this year. I haven't turned away from it. And a lot of things have happened, you know, throughout the course of those years that, you know, marijuana has been the cause of that problem, whether it's been losing a job, not being able to complete tasks well, friendships, parental relationships, and above all, my relationship with God. So and just recently I lost my job over something incredibly silly, but the root of it was the fact that I couldn't pass a drug test. And so I, you know, I have a 10-month-old, and now I have no job, and it's just why have I done this to myself?
Well, Alana, it can be a vicious cycle, and you can beat yourself up and go round and round in a circle. Obviously, I would encourage you to find some treatment and some help for yourself. I'd be interested in knowing, with all the debate on marijuana in our country today, with states that are legalizing it for either medicinal purposes or for recreational purposes, how do you respond when you hear that?
You know, there is a fine line. I truly believe that, because I've seen it help people. I really have, cancer patients, you know, people who really need it. I truly believe God put it here for a purpose, but we abuse that purpose, just like we do many things. And, you know, so I think we've just blown it up to be not this big deal, but at the end of the day, you know, it clouds us. It takes away our awareness. It takes us to a different place rather than being in the presence of God. Like, no matter how hard I tried to be, you know, to smoke a bowl and then go into prayer or read my Bible, it never reaches me the same as it does when I'm just clean and I'm sober. And, you know, it's like I said, there's just that fine line, but...
Well, Alana, I know it's a national debate, and but what we also know is that, in your case, you're an individual, and for you, this has been something that, if I hear you right, you wish had never come into your life.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I probably would have played my full 4 years of college soccer. I probably would have you know, I mean, I have a master's degree in outdoor education. I'm not someone who's, you know, like that quintessence, you know what they say, like, I'm not some lazy stoner, you know. It's just been a lifestyle. It's been just something in my life, like smoking cigarettes and alcohol is to other people, you know. Like, it's just been a relaxation thing for me. But at the same time, it's in my system. I'm in a state where it's illegal. And I sabotage myself daily. Even though there may not be any repercussion immediately, but obviously, you know, months down the road, something like what I just recently went through, a simple injury, workman's comp, you got to get drug tested, and I had to say, I can't do this because I'm going to fail. And therefore, I fail my family, I fail my daughter, and I fail myself. And
well, Alana, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it's a family issue right now, because her father and I, my daughter's father, you know, her father and I, we're trying to work on our relationship, and, you know, he's big into it as well, and it's something that we have got to cut out of our lives, because it's harmful. It is. It's harmful, bottom line. Just as much as drinking a 12-pack a day is harmful, it's, you know...
Well, Alana, I believe that God is a God of healing and restoration, and I believe you can be freed from this stuff in your life. It's going to take some work, take a lot of prayer, it may take some therapy and some help to get through the process. I just want to make a couple statements. There's a biblical perspective on this, and there's also a process of how we develop bad habits in life. And I know in the case of an addiction where there can be a change in brain chemistry and so on, and I don't want to debate all that because I know people would love to debate how that impacts on these different substances. But the reality is this. When the craving that we have for anything in life is stronger than the craving we have to please Christ, we will always go to our own craving, period, bottom line. And from a spiritual perspective, I think of the verse, Alana, that is in the book of James, where James says, each one is tempted when by his own desire, that's really what we're talking about, our own desire, our own craving, we're dragged away by the desire and enticed, which is external to us. And then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. And so there's a cycle that we see in habit formation, as well as just the decisions we make in life, that come back to one thing. Without a craving, we don't get a habit for anything. A craving is what drives it. A craving. You know, I don't crave broccoli, but I can crave chocolate, see? And there's a desire and a craving. And when we as Christians, it could be with food, it could be with recreation, it could be with anything, when the craving for that thing is bigger than a craving to please Christ, that's the beginning of going the wrong direction. In addition to that, when we have an issue, I think that God has equipped people to help us. That's why there are programs available, counselors available, and I would encourage you, Alana, to find someone for that purpose.
I am in an amazing church here. I've been in it all my life. You've probably heard of them, Pastor Ron Phillips.
Mm.
It's Abbott House. Used to be called Central Baptist, but I mean it's an amazing church. And last night was the switch finally flipped, and it all just came clear to me. And I'm free. I can feel it.
That's great.
I feel the freedom and. And I wanted to call because it has been such a sabotage in my life, and to feel free from that bondage is just, it just makes me know that much more that Christ is so real, and he wants us so badly to lean on him in everything and to be our full potential, because that's what marijuana was doing. It was keeping me from my full potential. And, you know, I hope anybody hearing this right now is just thinking about, you know, am I keeping myself from my full potential?
Yeah, whatever it is. Can I pray with you and for you, Alana, that this will be the first step into becoming fully sober from this and clean, and that you can, your mind and heart can be clean, your mind and your actions, so you can live a life free of relying on anything other than God. Father, I do pray for Alana, this young woman. She's been just very articulate in sharing what this one substance, marijuana, has done in her life and how it's affected her. I pray that as you've revealed yourself to her even the last couple days here, and she's begun this new process, this intentional step to be clean, that you'll give her freedom from this, give her freedom to find the desires of her heart, which is to be clean from this and to be able to focus on being a mom and growing in you and prayer and growing in her relationship with you. We pray for freedom for Alana today and for everyone that's listening on whatever the issue may be, that they will experience freedom as their craving for you is stronger than their craving for that thing. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Alana, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be, as we think of you, praying for you for freedom, okay? Come join us. What is it that you find yourself getting trapped with or shoot yourself in the foot? Self-sabotage. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. If you're stuck in that two steps forward, one step back dance, Dr. Randy's got more to help you move forward in your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all had those situations in life where we can either run to God or away from Him. In these defining moments, asking the right questions and prayerfully making decisions can change our lives and the lives of people around us. In Dr. Randy's message, Defining Moments, you'll hear how Nehemiah and Jonah responded to God in dramatically different ways. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, when you do that, you're going to be a part of a team of people around the nation who have stood up and said, hey, our life matters, our family matters. For those who are married, our marriage matters. We recognize when we choose to live an intentional life in Christ, what matters most to us and matters to God is going to make a positive difference in our life. And we are here to teach the basics of what it means to be intentional. It's more than just having a goal. It's more than having a good idea. It's more than worrying about what's going on or just feeling stuck. It's about taking that kind of positive, God-based, biblically-based action that will change your life. And that's why we exist. That's why Intentional Living is here to encourage you to do that next right one thing. And I want to say thanks to those of you who are supporting us, standing with us. We're in a very important season for the ministry right now. And when you join us in monthly support, what's going to happen is you're going to help us reach more people for Christ here and around the world. And you're going to get access to the brand new teaching that we put up online from time to time, plus all the things in the archives, as we'll send you a code so you can get there and receive that kind of help for yourself and your family. And also, when you come to the website to do that, we have something very special going on, a special drawing right now. You can find out all the information at the website. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Come and join us and become a part of Intentional Living today. And when you do, you're going to impact people for Christ. Thank you for your support. Stop telling yourself this lie in your life. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. This is a very damaging lie that we tend to tell ourselves at certain times throughout our lifetime. And here it is. Nothing will ever change. You know, when we tell ourselves nothing will ever change, it robs God of His rightful place in our life. It limits God. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. That's a powerful verse. It's a beautiful verse and it's a promise. So if you're feeling stuck today, maybe you're feeling stuck in your finances and your work and your marriage and you just keep praying that things will change and nothing's changing and you're about ready to give up, one more day. Keep trusting Him today. That's intentional living.
Find out more about freedom from hijacked emotions at theintentionallife.com/book.
You know, the Intentional Living Minute that you just heard sort of fits beautifully into the topic today about self-sabotage, the things that we tell ourselves that really aren't the truth. Satan lives in lies, not truth. He loves lies because lies are confusing, they're hurtful, they're divisive, they divide people and relationships, and we want to live in the truth. That's where God intends for us to be.
I constantly expect more from my siblings than she can offer, and my family in general. I've always had this idealistic family view. I come from a broken family and a dysfunctional family, and I'm the one who, like, whenever things were going wrong in our family, I tried to be the clown and try and say, look at me, don't argue. My sister, I really would like to be a friend to her. I would like support from her. And she just is not capable of that. And we're black and white as far as our morality, as far as our worldview, everything. And I think that if I would let go of the expectations of my family, let them be who they are and not what I think they should be to meet my needs, that would probably help a lot.
Good insight. Thank you. Let's go to Brandon on the line in Michigan. Brandon, welcome.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
All right. We're talking about self-sabotage. What is it in your life?
Yeah, well, for me, it's been going on for about like 7-8 years. It mostly deals with conflicting worldviews. For me, I grew up in a church back home, and when I went to college 4 years later, basically they taught a different thing, they believe a different thing, And the thing for me is I'm at like at a crossroads because I'm stuck, because like at home I could see like people's lives being changed, and in college I could also see lives being changed all the time. So like I basically am at a standstill, because even like my wife's family believes something different than what I do. So I'm just like stuck. I feel like I haven't like progressed in my faith in like years, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, as part of it, well, you're very honest, Brandon. That's good. Is part of it been that you have, when you think about it, your faith has really been really not built from the inside out, but the outside in. In other words, what you've seen from others is external, as we might refer to locus of control. There's other things outside of you versus coming from deep inside of you.
I mean, kind of. Like growing up, I always had a strong faith, I felt, and then like maybe there was a point where like I started to question a little bit because I wanted to know more. Then when I got to college, they taught something else, and I'm like, oh well, I'll look into this. But then when I would like butt head with my teachers, and it was no fun for me. So I'm just stuck.
Yeah. Stuck. Are you stuck at the level of your belief, or are you stuck at the level of thriving, of growing?
Probably thriving and growing. I mean, I know that Jesus Christ is, you know, my Lord and Savior, and that he came to save us all. Like, that's foundational, but like I'm just stuck getting past any of that. Mm-hmm. Anything else.
Is it because you start to grow and then you have these conflicting voices talking to you about in your mind about what's true and not true and that kind of thing, or you just have other priorities?
Yeah. No, I think that's like a majority of it. I don't want to feel like I'm like the lone man, because like in my family, I feel like if I change my views, they're going to think differently of me. And same thing on my wife's side. Like, I love my family, I love their family, but I feel like I can't quite meet up with them on the level of their spiritual, like,
yeah. Well,
area where they're at.
Brandon, you're a very honest young man, and I respect that. We have a lot of conflicting messages in the world in which we live today, and young people, if we're not grounded deeply, and that's one of the concerns, I'll be very candid. One of the concerns I have about Western Christianity today and American Christianity is we spend so much time, even in many of our churches, tickling the ears of our young people and trying to keep them involved, just keep them there, that we don't go deep enough to teach. And the Scripture tells us that we should be ready to give an account for our faith at any time. And I think unless we get deeper in understanding our faith, understanding what the Scripture teaches, and spending time with God, not only intellectually, but allowing the Holy Spirit to minister in our life, we're going to get stuck, because the world is a very noisy place. You know, and the Scripture tells us, Brandon, that if we seek for Him with all of our heart, we'll find Him. And I think that that's not only in salvation, but in our spiritual growth. And I would encourage you, despite your feelings, that you begin an intentional decision every day to spend time in Scripture, spend time in prayer, in quietness, to read some good books, books that can encourage you in your faith walk, books from people like John Piper has some great things that he's written. And there are many others that I respect who have written much that'll help you think and so on. But you're going to grow to the extent that, like using the analogy of thriving, to the extent that you water the roots. And it's a very practical thing you do in prayer and in time with the Lord and so on. The second thing, just an observation, Brandon, I've only met you here for 5 minutes, but the observation is there was a lot of reference to other people and what they think of you and what others have said. I think it's time for you to say, hey, this is what I believe. Articulate it. Write it down. Hang on to it. And frankly, don't be concerned what others believe or what they think of you. Be concerned about what you believe, why you believe it, know why you believe it, and then start living it intentionally.
Yeah.
That's the key. Can I pray with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my friend, listen, and you keep listening. I know that as you listen to the radio there in Michigan, it'll be encouragement to you as well. Father, I pray for this young man. Lord, make yourself increasingly real in his life through the power of your Holy Spirit. That as this young man is at the fork in the road and he's making a decision, you know, how he's going to live, that he'll choose to thrive intentionally by going deeper in his relationship with you, setting goals of spiritual growth and development, and spending time with you. And we thank you for his honesty today. Pray you'll bless him right there in Michigan. In Christ's name, amen. Feel deeply about why and what you do. Nehemiah had to feel before he could do. And I think many times it's hard for us to be successful at things in life because it's only something on our checklist, to-do list to get done. And when we allow ourselves to feel it deeply, it can be transformational. If we're going through it with our teenagers or our young adults, the tendency sometimes is just to want to fix their problem. But if we can feel deeply about what they're going through, if we can feel deeply our response to what they're going through, it's going to prepare us in a better way to deal with that situation. You know, that's an excerpt from this month's featured lesson from our Intentional Living Center on how do we deal with those defining moments in life. Most of us have maybe a handful, maybe more, maybe less, but several defining moments that impact the direction of our life. Decisions about who we marry, the career we take, are we going to accept Christ or not? Are we going to be intentional or not? Decisions we make about, well, everything from money to food to alcohol to relationships. These can become defining moments in our life. And one of the things I try to teach in the lesson this month is that how you deal with that defining moment in your life can either be a really positive, powerful force for good in your life, or it can be something negative and destructive in your life. That lesson is intended to help you. Maybe it's a good lesson to share with your family and then talk about it. It's all for members. If you're a member, you know we have a special site, exclusive site just for our members for Intentional Living. You've been given the code for access to get there. And by the way, if for some reason you say, well, I've lost the code or I don't remember getting it, please let us know. We'll give you that code so you can get on to that part of the site. And for those of you joining us in monthly support today, we'll make sure you receive that information as well so you can get there. We'll give you the link. And by the way, when you go to the website to join in today, become a monthly member, we have a very special drawing that's just begun and you can find out about it. All the information is at the website when you go to theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, click on donate, come and join us, be a part of the family. And boy, we're going to do some great things together to bring glory to God and benefit to those that we love and our family and our community and our workplace and our own lives as well. So again, go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And thank you for your support. God bless you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.